أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين، وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساقت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: أعطاني الله خمسا وأعطى عليا خمسا صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
First of all, I'd like to request all of you to please recite one Surah Al-Fatiha and three times Surah Al-Ikhlas for the ruh of Hujjat al-Islam wal Muslimin Hajjah Ahmadi rahmatullah alayh. The memories of this late scholar are still amongst us, and we remember his akhlaq, his morals, the way he used to greet and meet with the people, and it is perfectly true that the place of a scholar is never fulfilled. إذا مات الفقيه العالم سلم في الإسلام سلمة لا يسدها شيء. When a person who has faqahat, he has tafaqquh fi al-deen, a faqih, an alim, passes away, a gap, a vacuum, a gap happens in Islam which nothing can fulfill that gap. And the death of a faqih is the biggest happiness for the shaitan. One of the most happy occasions for shaitan is the death of a faqih. So we understand that a faqih poses the biggest threat for the agenda of shaitan, and it is our responsibility to remember the mission and the path of all these scholars who stand for Haqq, and all the scholars in the history of the glorious history of Shia religion and Islam who stood for Haqq. We need to remember their path, and we need to follow the footsteps of the ulama of Haqq and pay our due respects towards them. And look at the importance, when you look at the in the hadith of Rasulullah, we find that the Holy Prophet is saying, "An-nadharu ila wajhi al-alim ibadatun." Looking at the face of an alim is ibadat. If an alim passes by in a town, in a city, in any population, he enters from one side and he exits from the other. وَلَمْ يَأْكُلْ مِنْ طَعَامِهِمْ وَلَمْ يَشْرَبْ مِنْ شَرَابِهِمْ. He did not eat from their food, did not drink any drink from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the azab of the graves of that town for 40 days. For 40 days, all the azab of all the graves of that population is terminated because one alim just crossed through their town. So we are we understand obviously the azamat of a scholar, and every knowledge, the source of all the knowledges is the house of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. Because Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Kullu ilmin la yakhruj min hadhal bayt fa huwa batil wa ashara bi yadihi ila baytihi." Every knowledge that doesn't come out of this house is batil, falsehood. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam pointed with his hand towards his own house. So because the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are the madhar and reflection of all the sifat and all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including Al-Aleem, so they are the source of every knowledge and science. And that's why we should always, in our gatherings, this is one of the reasons why we are obliged to always remember the zikr of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Any majlis and gathering, any mahfil, any get together where the zikr of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is not mentioned, that gathering will turn into a wabal and it will be problematic on the Day of Judgment for those who were participating in that gathering. So look at this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated in Kitab al-Amali, where أعطان الله خمسا وأعطى عليا خمسا. Allah gave me five and gave Ali five. أعطاني جوامع الكلم وأعطى عليا جوامع العلم. Allah gave me the combination of the kalim, the words, and gave Ali the combination of the knowledge. وجعلني نبيا وجعل عليا وصيا. And Allah made me Prophet and made Ali wasi, the deputy of the Prophet. And then the Prophet said, وَأَعْتَانِ الْكَوْثَرِ وَأَعْتَى عَلِيًّا السَّلْسَبِيلِ. Allah gave me the Kawthar, the fountain of Kawthar belongs to the Prophet. وَأَعْتَى عَلِيًّا السَّلْسَبِيلِ. And Allah gave Salsabil to Imam Ali alayhi salam. The fountain of Salsabil belongs to him. وَأَعْتَانِ الْوَحْيَ وَأَعْتَى عَلِيًّا الْإِلْهَامِ. Allah gave me the wahi, that means Prophet used to receive the revelation on his qalb. وَأَعْتَ عَلِيًّا الْإِلْهَامِ. And Allah gave Ali the ilham, which is of course a divine message other than the revelation. وَأُسْرِيَ بِي إِلَيْهِ. And I was taken as towards him, that means Prophet is referring to the occasion of Mi'raj. I was taken towards the Mi'raj by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ حَتَّى رَأَى مَا رَأَيْتْ. And all the doors of heaven were opened up for him till he saw what I saw. So everything that was shown to the Holy Prophet on Mi'raj, all those conversations that we read that took place when Prophet was shown the Jannat, the Jahannam, different situations of the angels, different levels of the seven skies and heavens, and all which happened, what happened beyond the seven heavens, and when he went close to the proximity of the arsh and throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there was no one else other than the Prophet, everything that was taking place and that was seen by the Prophet, what was shown to the Prophet, was also visible and seeable for Imam Ali alayhi salam. Hatta ra'a ma ra'ayt. So he says that Allah said to me, which I'm paraphrasing these hadiths, all these ahadiths in my own words, Allah commanded me to have a look at Ali. Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, was at the earth. So, Prophet says that I talked to Ali, and Allah said, O Muhammad, I made Ali your wasi and khalifa and wazir. So let him know. So Prophet announced the wasayat and khilafat and wizarat of Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam, and Imam Ali alayhi salam, from the planet earth, he accepted to be the khalifa of Rasulullah, and that's where Allah commanded the angels to say salam on Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, after mentioning this narration, that since the time I learned about this hadith, my love towards Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam got mixed up into my blood. That's the quality of the love of Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam. It always gets mixed up in the blood of a person. And those of the people, those of the mu'mineen who have the love of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in their flesh and blood, no matter what happens to them, they are always mutma'in. They are always ready to embrace anything that comes to them, that faces them in their lives. Just like the Holy Prophet had said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that la yuhibbuka illa mu'min, wa la yabghudhuka illa munafiq. No one can love you except a mu'min, and no one can hate you except a munafiq. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has also said in his hadith that لو ضربت بسيفي هذا خيشوم المؤمن على أن يبغضني ما أبغضني. If I hit the neck of a mu'min with my sword so that he may end up hating me, he would not hate me. That means even if Imam Ali himself kills a mu'min, he will still not hate Imam Ali alayhi salam. وَلَوْ صَبَبْتُ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِ صَبًّا عَلَىٰ أَن يُحِبَّنِي مَا أَحَبَّنِي. And if I pour the entire world to a munafiq, that means I give away everything in this world to a munafiq, so that he hates me, he is still not going to hate me. ذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ قُضِيَ فَانْقَضَى عَلَى لِسَانِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّي. This is because it has been decided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that لَا يُحِبُّكَ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنْ وَلَا يَبْغُضَكَ إِلَّا مُنَافِقْ. No one can love you except a mu'min, and no one can hate you except a munafiq. So this is how we find that the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the walayat of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam has been considered as the criteria of Iman, and disagreeing and denouncing and opposing this concept of walayat has been considered as a criteria for nifaq and kufr right from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Aswad was the guy who did the theft in the time of Rasulullah, in the time of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam, and he came and he confessed three times in front of Amir al-Mumineen that I stole such and such thing. So Islam says when a person commits a crime and he comes to the Qadi, it's the job of the Qadi to just make him go away. In the first confession and the second confession, just make him go away. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want a person to get all those punishments. Allah wants a person to do istighfar. And our istighfar is better than a person who goes and confesses in front of a qadi. So the qadi is asked by the sharia to just ask the person to go away and do istighfar at his home. But when a person confesses for 3 times in front of the qadi, now the qadi, according to the sharia, has no right any longer to repel any person or ask any person to go away, because now the hujjat is complete and now the punishment has to be served. Imam Ali Islam cut off his fingers of the right hand, which we have 14 conditions in Islam for cutting the fingers that you would never learn at the Fox News, probably because they have an agenda to defame Islam. Because the Western media has an agenda so that the people don't learn about the realities of Islam. So we find that there are 14 conditions. If you learn those 14 conditions, then you would understand why in the world Islam is asking this punishment. So the guy confessed, Imam Ali punished, and he grabbed his fingers, he went into the bazaar of Kufa, and he was praising Imam Ali alayhi salam, right in the middle of the bazaar. And Ibn al-Kawwa, who was one of the Munafiqeen, Kufar, let's remember, was one of the center of Munafiqeen in those days. One of the biggest stronghold of Munafiqeen. And Ibn al-Kawwa was one of their local leaders of Munafiqeen, who were, you know, who was busy against Imam Ali alayhi salam and his walayat. So we find he saw this guy, Aswad, praising Imam Ali in the middle of the bazaar. And he said, well, Ali ibn Abi Talib has cut your hand, but you are praising him. He said, Ali ibn Abi Talib has cut my hand on haq, not on batil. And then he started to praise and mention some of the fada'il of Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam. This guy couldn't digest that this Aswad is still praising Imam Ali alayhi salam. He went to Imam Ali alayhi salam and he said that, you know, you punished such and such guy and this guy is praising you. Imam Ali Islam sent Imam Hassan to bring him. Imam Hassan went there, he brought Aswad, and Imam Ali Islam said to him that, I cut your hand and you were praising me. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, who am I to praise you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising you. Allah is the one who is actually praising you. So who are we? What can we praise? What can we say about your highness and fada'il and fadilat? That's where the narration says that Imam Ali al-Islam got his fingers and he put it back on his right hand and he put his aba over his hand and he said something. Some of the narrations have mentioned that he recited Surah Al-Fatiha. Which is not of a surprise, because Surah Al-Fatiha is the summary of the entire Quran. And after, when this aba was removed, he found his hand was again joined, just like nothing happened to his hand. Salawat. So earlier what Imam Ali alayhi salam did towards him was the adl and justice of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam. And later on, what Imam Ali alayhi salam did towards him was the lutf of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Because Imam Ali alayhi salam has lutf also, and his specific mercy towards those people who deserve the specific mercy. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his rahmat of rahmaniyat and his rahmat of rahimiyat of Allah, which belongs to those of the mu'mineen only who deserve the specific mercy from Allah. That does not belong to the munafiqeen and kuffar. And likewise, it's narrated that Maysam al-Tammar, this has been narrated about Maysam and narrated about almost similar story has been narrated about Rushayd al-Hijri as well, that Rushayd al-Hijri, one of the very great companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So he was with Imam Ali alayhi salam and they were busy eating some dates. And Imam Ali said to him, you will be crucified on this tree. that means this palm tree, you will be crucified on this same palm tree. And Rushayt said that since the time I heard this prophecy of my Mawla, I used to go every now and then and be there with the tree. And till once, after a while, I discovered this tree is no longer fresh. It's getting dried up. Once I visited the tree, I found half of the tree had been cut off. So I said, this is my time of my death has arrived. And soon I found the messenger came from Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, la'anatullah alayh, that Ibn Ziyad is calling you. He went there to the darbar. And Ibn Ziyad said to him, tell me some of the lies of your Mawla Ali. He said, my Mawla never said a lie in his life. And he has already prophesied that you are going to cut off my hands and feet and also cut off my tongue and then crucify me. He said, I'm going to do something to make Ali a liar. So I'll cut off your hands and I will crucify you, but I will not cut off your tongue. So he cut off the hands of Rashid al-Hijri and he hanged him up there. And Rashid was continuously telling the manaqib and fada'il of Amir al-Mumin al-Islam in front of the friends and the enemies, the friends and the foes, all those people who were standing there in the darbar. And Rashid al-Hijri is talking about the fada'il of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the superior attributes of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. So remember what the Holy Prophet has said, afzalul jihad kalimatu haqqin inda imamin ja'ir. The most superior jihad is that you say the word of haqq on the face of the zalim ruler. So till the time one of the people there in the darbar, he came and said to Ibn Ziyad that, you know, as long as this guy is talking about Ali, this is going to end up in against you, in other words. So basically, of course, you know, people were writing down, people were noticing the fada'il of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and these enemies were constantly trying hard to cover up the fadilat of Imam Ali alayhi salam so that the masses do not discover about the fadilat of Imam Ali. So finally, we find that Ibn Ziyad commanded to cut off the tongue of Rushayt. And they cut off the tongue of Rushayt, and later on he was crucified as well. Salawat. What is important, brothers and sisters, is to remember that the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam has a great responsibility on our neck. Islam is asking us to be with those of the people and befriend those of the people and get along with those of the people who can accompany you not just in the grave but also on the Day of Judgment. That's the real relationship. And if the relationship that we hold with the people is based on the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam and on the concept of taqwa, distancing ourselves from the zulm and the zalimeen and the tahuts, then this relation is going to survive forever. Is tabarra alladhina tabi'u min alladhina taba'u. How the Holy Quran is informing us, and we learn in the light of this verse that the leaders, those people who have been doing the zulm, they will be disassociating themselves from their own followers on the Day of Judgment. Anybody who did zulm, he will be disassociating himself from his own followers whom he was deceiving throughout his life and doing zulm against them. He will be saying, no, I have nothing to do with them. They have nothing to do with me. Because every zulm that you perform, you are part of the crime of all those people who follow your zulm and obey you in your zulm or assist you in your zulm. So that's the reason why our ashab of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam were always disassociated. Remember the story of of Abu al-Asad al-Du'ayli, which I mentioned once in my speech earlier, that Muawiyah, it was his tradition to send, to bribe the followers of Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam, so that they can disassociate from the walayat of Amir al-Mumin and start supporting him. Either he used to threaten them, if the threat policy doesn't work, then he used to bribe them. So Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ayli is the founder of the Arabic grammar, Ilm al-Nahw, and he learned the Arabic grammar from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who is actually the real founder of the Arabic grammar. So Abu al-Aswad had a young daughter, 5 or 6 year old daughter in his house, and Muawiyah sent some asal, some honey, pure honey, to Abu al-Aswad as a bribe. He had this young daughter in his house, 5 or 6 year old daughter. So when the honey was brought, this daughter rushed and she grabbed some honey and she put it in her mouth. She's a kid. Abu al-Aswad said to her, his daughter, throw it out of your mouth, because this is poison. And she said that, Dad, this is not poison, this is honey. And his dad said, don't you know that the son of Hind has sent it to deprive us from the love of Ali ibn Abi Talib? So that's how the seerah of the real followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is. And the real followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are always ready to sacrifice and join the caravan of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And look at what Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, inni wallahi ibn Abi Talib anas bil maut min at-tifl bi sadyi ummihi. I swear to God, I am more familiar to death than a baby towards the breast of its mother. He's more familiar to death from that. And Imam Hussain alayhi salam has also said on the footsteps of his father, he said, إِنِّي لَأَشْوَقْ إِلَىٰ جَدِّي وَأَبِي وَأُمِّي وَأَخِي وَأَسْلَافِي اشْتِيَاقَ يَعْقُوب إِلَىٰ يُوسُف مِنْ يَعْقُوب إِلَىٰ يُوسُف Wali Masra'un ana mulaqihi. I swear to God, I'm more keen and eager towards my grandfather and my father and my mother and my brother and my ancestors from Yaqub towards Yusuf. And I have a death that I'm going to meet. So we find, he said that as if I see parts of my body in pieces. Because they can foresee the future, they know the ilm al-ghayb. So in the Sahara, in the desert, Imam Hussain could see, as if he can see his parts of the body cut into pieces. But my parts of the body are combined in Hadiratul Quds. Hadiratul Quds is the highest place in the paradise. Combined in a way that would, in other words, that would make the Holy Prophet happy. And we find that on the Day of Judgment, the paradise will complain towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّدْ لِمَا جَعَلْتَنِي مَسْكَنَ الظُّعَفَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. Oh my Lord, why did you make me the place of residence of the weak people and the miskeen people? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply back to the Jannat that, are you not happy that I will decorate you with Hassan and Hussein? And when the Jannat will hear that response, it will become happy. So Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who are the leaders of the youth of paradise, Al-Hassan wa al-Hussein, Sayyida Shabab Ahl al-Jannah, they are the real zenith and decoration of this paradise. Just like in the life of Rasulullah, Ubay bin Ka'ab was sitting with Rasulullah, and Imam Hussain alayhi salam came in that gathering, and Prophet addressed Imam Hussain, Marhaban bika ya Zain as-Samawati wal Ard. That means, welcome you, who is the beauty of the heavens and earth.
Allahumma.
And Ubay bin Ka'b said to Rasulullah that, Ya Rasulullah, is there anybody other than you who is the Zayn al-Samawat wal-Arz, who is the beauty of heavens and earth? And Prophet said that, Inna al-Husayn ibn Ali, Inna al-Husayn ibn Ali fi sama akbar minhu fi al-Arz. That Husayn ibn Ali on the heaven is bigger than himself on earth. I saw on the pillar of Arsh written that Husayn is the misbah and torch of guidance and ship of success. Salawat. So Imam Husayn alayhi salam had no fear of death. And all those people who were with Imam Husayn alayhi salam, and all those people who are today with Imam Husayn alayhi salam and his mission, also have no fear of death. They're always ready to embrace, because they consider this death to be liqa'ullah and meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And meeting with Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, who comes at the time of death of every mu'min and kafir. So the same similar thing when Imam Husayn alayhi salam had asked his son Ali al-Akbar, and he asked the question from his father, that are we not on haq? And Imam Husayn alayhi salam said, certainly we are. He said, we are on haq. Then Ali Akbar replied, then idhan la nubali bil maut. Then we don't care about that. So Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam doesn't care about that. And Imam Husayn also had Hajjaj ibn Masruq al-Sha'bi in his caravan, who was doing adhan throughout the safar in al-Iraq towards Iraq. Hajjaj ibn Masruq was saying the adhan. But on the day of Ashura, Imam Husayn did not ask Hajjaj ibn Masruq to say the adhan. Instead, he asked Ali Akbar to say the adhan. And Ali Akbar said his adhan in the lahja of Rasulullah. Isn't that right? Taqaddam waladi. Our scholars have said that Imam Husayn alayhi salam has took taqaddum and sabqat on everything over the rest of the people, even on the day of Ashura, including the matter of shahadat, because he sent his own son Ali Akbar ahead of the rest of the Banu Hashim. So Imam Husayn is taking sabqat on every khair and goodness. Taqaddam waladi. And when he sent Ali Akbar to the Maidan, he said, Allahumma shahad ala ha'ula al-qawm. O my Lord, be a witness on these people. Faqad baraza ilayhim ghulamun ashbahu al-nas khalqan wa khulqan wa mantiqan bi rasulik. Because that young man is going towards them who is the most similar person towards your messenger in terms of his appearance, in terms of his morals, and in terms of his speech. And my teacher was saying that somebody who is that much similar to Rasulullah, he has to be a ma'soom. So this hadith of Imam Husayn is a daleel and burhan that Ali Akbar alayhi salam was a ma'soom, because he was the most similar person to Rasulullah. When somebody is the most similar, how can he do a sin? And Amama of Rasulullah was put on the head of Ali Akbar. And the riwayat says that Ali Akbar came and Ali Akbar said something into the ear of Imam Husayn. Fabaka buka'an aliyan. Imam Husayn cried with a loud voice. And when Hazrat Zainab asked, the reason why Imam Husayn alayhi salam was crying, inquired about the reason, he said that it's a norm that the father does the wasiyah towards the son. But today, the son does the wasiyah towards the father. So the opposite has happened today. Today the son is doing wasiyah to the father. And Imam Husayn alayhi salam, according to some narrations, he had asked Ali Akbar to keep on turning his face and showing it to his father. Look at the love of Imam Husayn.
So he was constantly trying to do the ziyarat, because in his hadith he has mentioned, وَكُنَّا إِذَا إِشْتَقْنَا إِلَىٰ زِيَارَةِ نَبِيَكَ نَظَرْنَا إِلَيْهِ. Whenever we were mushtaq and eager to do the ziyarat of your Prophet, we used to look at him. So Imam Hussain, when he used to want to do the ziyarat of Rasulullah, he used to look at the face of Ali Akbar. So Ali Akbar, you know, he discovered that when he went after the wida and farewell, he's going towards the maidan, towards the maqtal, and he found somebody coming, as if somebody is coming behind him and following him. As he turned around, he found that his father, his elderly father, is coming after him. Of course, Ali Akbar doesn't have a son like his own self. If Ali Akbar also had a son similar to Ali Akbar, then he can feel the pain of the father, what the father goes through when a son like Ali Akbar is going to sacrifice his life. And we find, you know, you must have heard by now that Imam Hussain alayhi salam, his beard was black in the morning of Ashura, and some of the narrations have informed us, by the time of Asr of Ashur, the beard of Imam Hussain turned gray. So his hair was gray in the beard in the time. By the passage of one day, less than one day, the hair of his beard turned gray. Who can understand the pain of Imam Hussain alayhi salam? And after a while, Ali Akbar did his battle, and he came back, and he was asking some water from his father. Of course, how can Imam Hussain provide the water? There is no water here in the camp and khaymah of Imam Hussain. The riwayat says Imam Hussain showed his tongue, and Ali Akbar said that your tongue is even drier than my tongue. Imam Hussain consoled him by saying that, you know, my grandfather, in other words, soon my grandfather Rasulullah is going to provide you with the Kausar, with the water from the fountain of Kausar. In other words, Ali Akbar went away again, and he fought his battle. When he came down, when he fell down on the soil of Karbala, and Imam Hussain alayhi salam was about to go towards there, we find the only janaza in the entire day of Ashura, the only person whom Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha, she went ahead of Imam Hussain, and she make herself reach at Ali Akbar before Imam Hussain reaches there. This is the only person, maybe because Hazrat Zainab knew how much Hussain ibn Ali loved his son. In order to comfort her brother, Hazrat Zainab reached Ali Akbar before Imam Hussain reaches there. And no, Sayyid ibn Ta'us has mentioned in his book, Kitabul Luhuf, that, you know, in those moments when Imam Hussain arrived close to Ali Akbar, فَوَضَعَ خَدَّهُ عَلَىٰ خَدِّهِ, Imam Hussain put his cheek over the cheek of Ali Akbar and said this statement, عَلَى الدُّنْيَا بَعْدَكَ الْعَفَىٰ, خَاک پر این دنیا, اس دنیا پر خاک ہو تیرے بعد. So we find that Ali Akbar also said to Imam Hussain that Hada Jabdi Rasulullah, this is my grandfather Rasulullah saying salam to you and saying Ajjil al-Quduma ilayna, and saying come quickly towards us. And we find in the final moments, it has been narrated also in some of the histories, that a part of the niza, a part of the spear, was in the chest of Ali Akbar, which was causing a lot of pain. And Imam Hussain is about to take that part of spear out of the chest of Ali Akbar. Now I would like to say to Hazrat Ibrahim, you know, when you were slaughtering your son Ismail, you had tied up your eyes. You tied up your eyes. You were blind. You blindfolded yourself. You could not see Ismail at that time. Yeah, please come in the day of Ashura and see how Hussain ibn Ali is taking it out. from the chest of Ali Akbar, and his eyes are not blindfolded.
ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها يا الله 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 اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين